Hello and welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Ankita Mukherjee. Our big focus tonight, Yati Narsinghanand, the man who organized an event in Haridwar last month that had called shockingly for the genocide of Muslims, is now in judicial custody after his arrest yesterday. But, and here's the very significant catch, the police clarifying today that Narsinghanand, alias Deepak Tyagi, was arrested for misogyny, for remarks he'd made against women and not his Haridwar hate speech. The big question, why has the police charged this hate monger on far milder charges that are easily bailable?
As police finally arrested Yati Narsinghanand, one of those who gave hateful speeches at the Haridwar Dharam Sansad, protests by his supporters. At first, it seemed Yati had been arrested for this, making hate speeches targeting minorities and threatening violence over 4 weeks ago, a matter now before the Supreme Court. But now, it seems he has been arrested in an entirely different case, based on an FIR filed against him earlier this month for making derogatory comments against women of other religions.
कोतवाली में जो मुकदमा था उस मुकदमे के अकॉर्डिंग वो अभियुक्त थे तो उनको आज गिरफ्तार किया गया है
किनको किया गया है
ये जो यति नरसिंहानंद है उनकी गिरफ्तारी
किस मामले में किया गया है
क्योंकि उन पे दो तीन मुकदमे चल रहे थे तो लगातार ऑफेंस उनका रिपीट हो रहा था तो इस आधार पे तीसरा मुकदमा जो था जिसमें एक महिलाओं के खिलाफ कुछ टिप्पणी थी उस आधार पे उनकी अरेस्टिंग हुई
This means that Yati could easily get bail. Moreover, the police have yet to arrest the other hate mongers who threaten genocide, even toppling of the Indian state through violence. Legal experts had written to the Supreme Court asking that the Haridwar hate mob be booked under more serious charges, including waging war against the state, making it harder for them to walk out on bail. With Rahul Kumar in Haridwar, this is Mariam Alavi for NDTV.
Well, to put all of this into context, let's just remind you of where else we've seen this man, Yati Narsinghanand. He and other accused in the Haridwar hate speech were seen laughing with the local police just days after that so-called Dharam Sansad, which had spewed hate. He was in fact heard joking about how a police officer will be on our side. Let's listen.
संदेश जाना चाहिए कि आप बायर्स नहीं है आप प्रशासनिक अधिकारी हैं संवैधानिक हैं और आप सबके प्रति इक्वल न्याय करेंगे क्यों मेरा बाप से रखते हैं और आपकी सदैव जय हो संदेश जाना चाहिए कि आप बायर्स नहीं है आप प्रशासनिक अधिकारी हैं संवैधानिक हैं और आप सबके प्रति इक्वल न्याय करेंगे क्यों मेरा बाप से रखते हैं और आपकी सदैव जय हो
He's actually heard right at the end of that video saying ye to hamare paksh mein hain or these men will be or these policemen will be biased in our favor. More evidence of impunity. He was seen threatening the police when the arrest of Jitendra Tyagi happened. That's the only arrest so far in the Haridwar hate speech case. Cops can be heard pleading with him at that point and he turns around and threatens them saying you'll all die, your children too.
इतना आपने लेकिन इन्हें क्यों गिरफ्तार कर रहे हो
अरे मैंने बता दिया ना वो लीगल प्रोटोकॉल के अकॉर्डिंग हमें अरेस्टिंग करनी है एक तीन मुकदमों में वो नेम में है तो हमें एक
तीनों के तीनों में साथ हूँ अरे उन्होंने कहीं अकेले कर ली क्या
स्वामी जी आइए तो आइए हो जाए बाकी थी अब आइए हमारे नहीं आने को नहीं आने को नहीं करे वो समझ रहे भाई
वो भी समझ रहे
त्यागी जी
त्यागी जी समझ रहे हैं कि हम तो समझ रहे हैं हमारे भरोसे
आप तो मुकदमा कर रहे हैं आप नहीं जा रहे
आप आ जाइए पीछे तुम सब मरोगे अपने बच्चों
को अरे आओ तो चल रहा
हूँ
Joining us on the program tonight, Farah Naqvi, writer and activist. We're also being joined by Vikram Singh, former DGP of Uttar Pradesh. Deshratan Nigam, political analyst who supports the BJP, is with us as well, as is Ghanshyam Tiwari, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party. Farhan Aqvi, what are we seeing here? Yati Narasinghanand arrested, now sent to judicial custody, but the Haridwar police's clarification that this is not in connection with the Haridwar hate speech at all. They're in fact saying there are two or three cases against him, and this was the third case against him, this was about misogynistic comments about women from the minority community. What's happening here, do you think?
Well, what's happening here is a continuation, Ankita, of the kind of impunity that we've seen. There's been a dramatic shift in this country over the last few years, in which you do see that it doesn't matter if you're a victim or a perpetrator, if you're innocent or guilty. What matters is if the perpetrator is a Hindu of the kind that Yati Narasinghanand and others of his ilk are. And it does disservice to everybody to call him a religious leader or a priest. I am for one, I'm glad that a criminal who is genocidal, who does not believe in either the Constitution or in the Supreme Court, is in judicial custody and off the streets. I have also read reports. I don't know what the charges exactly against him are. I have read reports that the Uttarakhand police is saying that they will add the additional charges of hate speech. And we need to watch that very, very closely. What has happened actually is that, look, at a time when you have impunity for hate speech, for communal othering by constitutionally elected leaders, including the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Abba Jaan Kehne Wale Log Rashan Hazam Karte Hain, Ye Chunao 80 Banam 20 Ka Hai, Matlab Musalmanu Ki Taraf Ishara Karte Hue, Jab Itna Rampant Hai, then you are watching a continuation of the of that impunity. And I'm glad that at least some action has been taken, and I give the credit of this action to just 1.2 the citizens of this country. There has been such a robust pushback.
Yes, indeed.
The matter has gone to this. You know, veterans of our armed forces were forced to save this country and to say this man presents a clear and present danger.
But yet, Farhan Aqvi, we've heard from veterans, we've heard from top lawyers, we've heard from sort of faculty and students of premier institutions like the IIMs, and all of them have appealed to the top leadership of the land to no longer be silent on this. However, there has been no comment from them so far. But be that as it may, let me just quickly take this across to Vikram Singh also. The fact that Yati Narasinghanand is being booked under sections which appear to be easily bailable. Vikram Singh, if you can put all of this into context for us. There are three cases against him. Why is the police cherry-picking which one to arrest him and charge him for?
Important and significant observations. Number one, there are sumptuous takeaways from this incident that he has been booked in a case, not the case. The case we have been discussing, which is the most important, there's reluctance and extreme reluctance on the part of the police to apprehend him that. Obviously, this man is a serial offender. There are multiple cases. What I find is that he has been booked in a very minor case. Perhaps he may be bailed out. That is option number one. Option number two, if there is pressure, then they might get another warrant in all the other cases, including this one of the Dharm Sansad, and also invoke him. But till the time the pressure is not enough, I fail to understand what the reluctance is there. They seem to be doing what is politically expedient and convenient, what is appropriate and what is legally correct. And also, the police uniform is immune to all kinds of nonsensical curses, as you just showed in your opening remarks. We police officers, both serving and retired, are absolutely indifferent to these kind of nonsensical humbug that the so-called godmen may be there. My appeal to policemen would be to rise above this, and in fact, this should be taken as some kind of an investiture. If a criminal is cursing you, obviously you have done something very right. If he were to say, which he did say, at what point of time, ki police hamare saath hai, ye to hamare saath hai, that is a point of concern and that is a point of worry.
A point of concern and a point of worry. Deshratan Nigam, it's been a month since that FIR against Yati Narasinghanand and several others in the Haridwar hate speech was filed. There's been one arrest, Jitendra Tyagi. Why has it taken the Uttarakhand police
now 4 weeks and counting to make any arrest at all. That too just a day after the Supreme Court actually issued a notice to the Uttarakhand government.
Ankita, let me speak as a lawyer first. Because 1 hour before report is that he has been booked under Section 295A, which concerns with derogatory remarks against religion, and also 509, insulting the modesty of a woman. And these women were the lady politicians of BJP. He made a statement that they were mistress of politicians in BJP. And so both these sections, to the best of my knowledge, because Indian Express and The Quint has reported about an hour back. So both these sections are there, both of the religious angle and this. In one, there is a punishment of 3 years in the case of derogatory remarks against a religion. And in the case of insulting the modesty, it is 1 year.
But are they bailable, Deshata Nigam? Are these bailable offences?
Yeah, these are bailable offences. And despite that fact, he has been arrested. It's a very important thing because the Thana could have given him the bail. That is the whole issue. But he has been arrested. And if the sections are not sufficient at the stage of charge framing, the court can add or subtract other sections as well. Now the process of arrest is very clear. The 2008, the amendment was made in CRPC, where if the punishment is less than 7 years, it is not mandatory to arrest a person.
I think I have to come back to this point that I'm making over and over again. We heard what happened what was said at the Haridwar hate speech, the Haridwar assembly, where, you know, there was so much hate speech. And if, in fact, the police had chosen to charge him for those, could he have been charged under UAPA? Could he have been charged under the Sedition Act? There were people there who were, you know, threatening the overthrow of the government itself, apart from those shocking calls of genocide. Once again, my question really is, why this cherry-picking of cases? But Farah Naqvi, you had a point to make. Go ahead.
Yeah, I find Mr. Deshratha Nigam is walking us through the procedural aspect of what has happened. We're all aware of what has happened. And just to repeat what Ankita is saying, this man and the actions of their entire ilk. By the way, there are 10 people named in the FIR of hate speech, including somebody who the Uttarakhand chief minister is photographed, you know, bending and touching his feet. These are people who are close to power. And if you ask, you know, it's a very simple question and a simple answer. Why are they not being arrested? Why this kind of impunity for hate against Indians, against Muslims, against Christians? Is because this politics is feeding on that hate. And this politics is part, the present politics, the ruling BJP party is part of, this is the only bow they have in their quiver, is this kind of targeting of one section of citizens. And they thrive in a large ecosystem. They thrive in an ecosystem that consists of criminals like Mr. Yati and as well as the 10 others. There was, you know, among the people who was present at this, and let's not call it a Dharam Sansad, for heaven's sake. This was a meeting of terrorists to plan all kinds of violence and terrorist activities. They ought to be charged. The Uttarakhand police should know that people are watching, that the Supreme Court is watching. Actually, it's tragic that just for this, people have had to file PILs in the Supreme Court, and that our veterans have had to take a stand. This ought to be so. We are really not living in a country and in a state right now that respects rule of law. And the Uttarakhand police needs to know that it is on notice and that people are watching this kind of charade.
The Uttarakhand government needs to know it's on notice. The Supreme Court has already intervened once. Is it really going to be up to the Supreme Court to intervene again before there is action against Yati Narsinghanand in this case? Ghanshyam Tiwari, come in on this. Still no action against those who made those truly inflammatory statements at this Haridwar assembly. Call it what you want. I agree with Farah Naqvi that, you know, calling it a religious assembly of any kind is, derogatory to religion itself. These are clearly influential leaders. You can see them in those videos, the way in which they deal with the policemen. who are pleading with them, the kind of threats that are being issued. Is this now deeply institutionalized? Is this political patronage in election season?
Good evening to you, the viewers, and my fellow co-panelists. Some things are absolutely clear, but I want to make a request to everyone that the more such people are called by the name that they think they are, godlike names, the more they become empowered as monsters of hate. So it is important to remind them who their original identity is. Any basic Google on this man will tell you that this man was born Deepak Tyagi. At the very best, in the court document, in the documents where he will be charged criminally for his criminal conduct once the government, this Adityanath government is shunted out by people, he will be called Deepak Tyagi. The more we give them godmen names, the more they feel that they are godmen. That's my request to everyone, including those in media. Second, this man has bragged about the fact that when police came to ask him about or probe him, he spoke brashly about his proximity with Adityanath, Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, and how Adityanath had reprimanded the cops and would protect him. There are images of Uttarakhand Chief Minister touching feet of many of the hate men that were part of that bigotry, agenda of bigotry that made everyone take notice right across the globe. And look at the way the international press covered. I was shocked to hear one of the international, read one of the headlines in the international press talking about Indian monks preach hate. This is an international press. They don't know. They look at these people. They are called godmen. And when they start preaching hate and start calling for genocide, what would international press look at Indian monks for? So these guys have systematically demolished the idea of India, the thought leadership of India as a civilization, and what Indian monks and Indian saints stand for.
Fair enough. Ghanshyam Tiwari, you make a relevant point about how names matter, how titles matter. I think we need to be careful in the words we choose. But I'm going to give the last word to Vikram Singh on this discussion. Vikram Singh, the Supreme Court already issuing that notice to the Uttarakhand government. You know, we heard very briefly from the police saying, you know, there are other charges that could be framed against him as well. Is that the big hope now, or can we only wait for another intervention from the Supreme Court?
Ankita, I feel it is an administrative tragedy. It's something with very basic and routine. The Honorable Supreme Court has to intervene. To answer Mr. Nigam, I would say that such problems need to be nipped in the bud and absolutely crushed in the bud. I would strongly recommend invocation of National Security Act, Subclause 1, public order, and everybody who gave hate speeches should be booked for 1 year at least, and then further investigations can follow. This is something in the arsenal of the law and order machinery which they have failed to exercise. If they do not exercise it now, I really don't know when they will.
All right, we leave it at that. Thank you all for joining us on Left, Right and Center tonight.